Welcome, Initiate. You have now entered the Stampede Network. Before we begin, take a few seconds to tap into your awareness. Scan your body, shut off your mind, and get ready to level up. Let's rock.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Mason Core, the host of the Stampede Network podcast. It's currently 7 in the morning. I'm sitting in the Tampa airport on my way down to Columbia today to take a nice little vacation that's been much needed. I haven't traveled out of the country since last September, and so it's June now, but much needed. Been working hard on the Awaken pre-workout for the Spirit launch. Growing the Stampede Network, been scaling that. That's been growing like crazy. Had a 4x overall revenue of over the past year, which is wild to think. But in this episode, I had a request, and I kind of like this format. So I'm doing this on my phone right now. It's super nonchalant, super chill. I think it helps us connect at a deeper and more, you know, relaxed level. And so, you know, I just want to keep things real. But anyway, I got a request to talk about injuries and how to overcome those, as well as the mental side of that. And so, from my experience, I've been injured a lot. All right. So, I've broken both my feet. I've torn a ligament in my neck, metatarsals in my feet, broken my nose, torn a ligament in my knee. Broken fingers, you name it. So I've done all this stuff, right? And I've recovered from all of it. And so if you ever go through any injuries in your life, it really comes down to this. One, you need to have your mind. Hold on.
Flight 1306 service to Miami. We should be boarding about 20 more minutes. Just a reminder, you are limited to one personal item, one rollerboard. Please store your personal item under the seat in front of you and your rollerboard in the overhead bin. This is a very full flight. Every seat on the aircraft is taken. The overhead bins on this particular aircraft does not hold enough bags. We do need at least 25 more rollerboards.
I get to the point. I'm on a podcast, lady.
If you are connected in Miami and don't want to hassle with your bag in Miami, we can check it to your final destination. Free of charge. If so, please come up here to
F78. Okay. Anyway, that was a commercial sponsored break brought to you by Tampa Airport. Anyway, first with injuries, you want to make sure that you're mentally prepped. It comes down to mental preparedness and the mental strength and recovery side of things more than anything. So it's like you need to know this. You have to have patience and a focus on growth and recovery and not dwelling on the fact that it happened and just accepting that it happened. Also make the mindset shift that an injury is in your favor, because every breakdown leads to a breakthrough. So when you get injured, you're only going to come out stronger on the other side. And I mean, this physically happens too. So it's like both my feet I broke, when they healed up, there is stronger bone in the areas where it was initially broken, right? And so now it's like I have these impenetrable feet. It's the same for you, and that's in life too. Every time you're broken down, you come back stronger. That's what happens with our muscle when we lift. We break it down, it comes back stronger, and it grows. And so with injuries and things like that, realize it is working in your favor and it happened exactly as it was supposed to happen. So ask yourself, how can I take full advantage of this and see the bright in the situation? Yes, it sucks. Like, yes, you want to be a realist, but, you know, there's always going to be a light on the other side. So in terms of the physical aspects, because I'll go physical, mental, and spiritual. So I just touched on the mental more than anything. With physical, what you want to do is you want to focus on getting the right nutrients that are going to heal your body at a faster rate. I'm so tired of these people talking in the background. One sec. Alright, anyway, so that means high protein diet. So try and get minimum 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. I swear this lady is trying to match my voice. Alright, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And you want that to be high quality protein. So grass-fed, pasture-raised, none of the BS ingredients. Make sure you get your saturated fats in, cholesterol, because that's going to help your hormone health and overall your recovery. And so, you know, most people when they get injured, they default to shitty diets and they don't prioritize their health. They think it's like, oh, I can sit in bed, I can be lazy. No. Actually, in life, when we're like really, really lacking purpose and falling off track the most, that's when you really need to stick to the plan and even get stronger with what you're doing. Get more devoted to your plan. So focus on your nutrition because that's what's going to fuel your body for recovery. You also want your nutrient dense, you know, carbs such as like sweet potatoes, you know, fruits. You can get your veggies in there. Make sure everything is clean though. And again, focus on the high quality foods that you're putting into your body. In terms of movement, it depends what your injury is, right? Like you need a recovery time, of course, but you know, the more that you can start kind of utilizing what was injured, the better. And it's going to make the recovery process a lot faster. So, you know, that's going to hurt, but things like muscles, let it recover, but, you know, start trying to use it in minimal movements as much as possible. For example, a shoulder injury, right? You want to get a mobility band, and so you can get some light resistance and start doing movement, which is going to strengthen the muscle around your injury and build up that strength and health of that body part again. And then, so finally, because that was mental and physical, is the spiritual side of things. So I want you to meditate when you get injured. Why? So as you meditate, you can put your awareness into the injured part of your body and you can literally visualize and feel it growing and recovering. And the way reality works is it's this different, you know, everything manifests on different planes of existence. So it goes spiritual, mental, physical. And so if you literally feel your muscle is, or injury, whatever, is growing, recovering, and healing, and you truly believe it, and you see signs of that, not only one is believing it going to make it heal at a faster rate, especially if you feel that, but seeing it and looking for signs of that is only going to reaffirm it, make that belief stronger. And our entire reality comes down to belief. So if you believe that you're healing at a faster rate, if you stay positive with it, I promise you, you're going to shave so much time off your recovery. I took about a month and a half off of my injuries just from positive thinking and meditation. And so, you know, where attention goes, energy flows. It's the same with your energy or your injuries. If you put positive energy and positive thought and attention into where you're injured, you're going to heal it at a faster rate. That's how it goes. Some bonuses. You can try things like red light therapy. It's great for the mitochondrial function of your cells, joints, bones, muscle health, organ health, you name it. So red lights are great. If you need, you know, any of those, you can go through my links on my profile. There's a cheaper one on Amazon in my storefront. There's a cool brand my friend owns called Mitochondria. You can use code STAMPEDE. For a more high tier one. And also you can try sound therapy. So I use sound therapy on my foot, which basically uses vibrations to stimulate growth in the cells and your muscle, all that stuff. And so that's a really cool method that you can try. It's a little more esoteric. That's more, you know, advanced level, but I would really just focus on the mental, physical, spiritual aspects I talk about. And if you do that, your injury is going to be injured no longer and your recovery is going to be faster than you think. So on that note, since everyone wants to be talking while I'm trying to do my podcast and they're inconveniencing me right now, that guy's is the Stampede Network podcast. And if you have any more requests on episodes or things you'd like me to talk about, let me know. But you can follow me everywhere at Mason Core. Check out thestampedenetwork.com, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for your support. Initiate. Signing off now. Goodbye.